Right, so just going to move on to simplifying the hiring process and what we mean by this, right? So when looking at different areas to be more returner friendly, it's nice to start at the beginning of the employee journey. So how do you make your potential candidates want to apply? And at each step along this process, there are adjustments that can be made to make your entire process more inclusive. So, for example, offering returner programs, right? So structured programs such as returnships, providing that bridge for returners to upskill, to build that confidence and to re-enter the workplace gradually. Two, be transparent about support. So clearly communicate any onboarding assistance, mentorship or training opportunities available to new hires, just making people aware that you are returner friendly. Three, simplify your job descriptions, avoid overly rigid requirements and jargon. Instead, highlight the core skills and welcome applicants with non-traditional career paths. And it could be as easy as saying that we welcome applicants with non-traditional career paths. Four is gender balance and or diversity on your interview panels. And then also really kind of rethinking your interview process itself, right? Are there different means of getting people, like connecting people from being applicants and getting them into role that doesn't require interview panels, right? There are obviously, like, you could do on the job trials and things like that. So there's lots of different options in this space as well. There's obviously the emphasis for workplace flexibility and then also fair and equitable offers as well. And ensuring everyone involved is on the same page in terms of the approach. Or in terms of the objective and the approach is so incredibly important. We talked about bias there, but this, if you want to stand over being an inclusive culture and being, focusing on a returner friendly approach, everybody involved in that journey needs to be on the same page. So from leadership to the hiring managers, to those on the interview team and those screening applicants, every person needs to be informed, needs to be aligned with intent, and needs to know how to check their own bias. It is an end-to-end process that requires conscious investment to make sure that this process is successful.